Toți au auzit acum ce cam unde te iubească, te dă bise pocată.
But first she is establishing that even though Krishna comes, he is not recognized by those who are envious of him.
Ali ona isto tako tvrdi da iako se on pojavljuje, oni koji su zavidni ne mogu ga.
He is adhokshaja.
On je adhokshaja.
Which means he's not visible to the mundane eyes.
Što znači da nije vidljiv sa svetovnim očima.
Tata paramahamsanam muninam amalatmanam bhakti yogam vidhanatam katam pashema hi striha. Kunti Devi says that you are not visible to the murhas, but you are visible to the paramahamsas, great, highly elevated persons.
Ona kaže ti, tebe mude ne mogu vidjeti, ali te mogu vidjeti paramahamse, visoke uzvišene osobe.
And also to the highly qualified philosophers who have become completely purified in heart.
I možete shvatiti visoko pročišćene osobe koje su potpuno pročišćene u srcu.
What is that process for becoming paramahamsa or completely purified?
A koji je proces da postanemo paramahamsa ili potpuno pročišćeni?
Bhakti yoga. By bhakti yoga, by performing devotional service to Krishna. The same thing Krishna himself stated in Gita.
When
Krishna reveals himself
Krishna se razotkriva
to the devotee. But she says, katam pashema hi striha. How can I, a woman, see you?
Ali Kunti Devi kaže, kako ja, žena, mogu te vidjeti?
That is her humility.
To je njena ponižnost.
Thinking yourself less important.
Da ona misli da je manje važno.
Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita that everyone can attain to Krishna's lotus feet.
Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Gita da svatko može dostići njegova lotusa stopa.
It doesn't matter what their background is.
Bez obzira kako nam je porijeklo.
Mahi partavya pashacha yepi siu papa yonaha. Striyovaishas, striyovaishas tatha shudras. Tipi yanti parangatam. Krishna says, even those who are born sinful birth.
Krishna kaže čak i oni koji su grešno rođeni.
And the Vaishyas, the Shudras, women, all those who might be considered less qualified to take up spiritual life.
Čak i oni koji se mogu smatrati manje kvalificiranim da uzmu duhovni život, kao što su Vaishye, Shudre i žene.
If they worship me, they can also attain the Krishna.
Ako me oni obožavaju, oni također mogu prihvatiti svjesnost Krishna.
Prabhupada in this Prabhupada gives some clarification.
U ovom komentaru što Prabhupada daje još neko objašnjenje.
That women, they're not, they're generally, those who are born in women's bodies, they're not generally considered very suitable for spiritual life.
On kaže da osobe koje su rođene u ženskom tijelu nisu baš sposobne za duhovni život.
Prabhupada writes here, women in general are unable to speculate like philosophers.
Kaže da žene općenito nisu sposobne spekulirati kao filozofi.
Their psychological tendency may not be so much philosophical.
Njihova psihološka tendencija nije toliko mnogo filozofska.
But they are blessed by the Lord because they believe at once in the superiority and almightiness of the Lord.
Ali one su blagoslovljene od gospodina zbog toga što vjeruju u njegovu nadmoćnost.
And thus they offer obeisances without reservation.
I tako bez oklijevanja mu odaju poštovanje.
So Krishna is not, he doesn't reveal himself even to big, big philosophers who are envious of him.
Dakle, Krishna se ne razotkriva čak ni nekim velikim filozofima.
But he reveals himself to anyone from any status if they approach him with devotion.
Ali se razotkriva svakome, bez obzira iz kojeg, otkud dolazi, ako ta osoba ima devotion.
Krishna accepted the devotion even of monkeys in his incarnation as Lord Ramachandra.
Krishna dao devociju čak i majmunima u svojoj inkarnaciji kao gospodin Rama.
Also, in his original form of Krishna, he was very friendly with the monkeys.
Također u svom izvornom obliku Krishna, on je bio vrlo prijateljski sa
He would steal the butter from the gopis.
Krao bi maso gopijama.
And eat as much as he could.
I jeo što je više mogao.
And feed the monkeys also. And when the gopis would come and say, "Oh, you're stealing my butter, you rascal."
I kada gopija došla i rekla, "Oh, ti kradeš moj maslac, ti nickove."
Krishna would say, "I'm not stealing your butter. Your butter is useless."
onda bi Krišna rekao, ja ne kradem tvoj mansat, tvoj mansat je beskoristan.
You see, I'm giving it to the monkeys, they won't even take it, because they're already so full up, they can't eat anymore.
Evo vidiš da je na majmunima, ni oni ga čak neće, jer zato što su već toliko se najedli, više ne mogu jesti.
So, who wants to be a monkey?
Ona ko želi biti majmun.
Be a monkey, Krishna's monkey is very nice.
Biti Krišna's majmun je jako lijepo.
At least you won't go hungry.
Barem niste gladni.
All different species of life. There was one squirrel or chipmunk in Ram Lila who obtained the mercy of Lord Ram.
Bila je jedna, u svim vrstama tako možete dobiti, bila je jedna vjeverica u Ramčandrinoj bili.
For pushing some grains of sand into the sea to help build a bridge to Lanka.
I ona je gurala male, malu prašinu pljeska u more da bi pomogla da se izgradi most do Lanke.
If you see the squirrels in India, they have grey and they have three lines on their back.
Ako vidite vjeverice u Indiji, one su sive i imaju tri linije na leđima.
So that is said that because Lord Ramachandra stroked them with his fingers, he was very pleased, and so they have the sign of his hand.
Da gospodin Ramachandra bio jako zadovoljan s njima i onda ih je po leđima gladio i onda bio jako zadovoljan s njima.
So even the Aborigine women, Adivasi, Aborigine women in
Vrindavan,
they would see the kumkum from Krishna had been embracing the gopis, and the kumkum from the gopis' breast would fall on the ground.
Krishna bi sad prilio le gopi, i onda bi kumkuma sa njihovih prsa palo na zemlju, i onda bi to ove domorodkinje vidjele.
So the Aborigine women who are not very civilized.
One nisu mnogo civilizirane.
Even today you see this class of people in India.
Čak i danas u Indiji možete vidjeti ovo.
So they would take that and they would take the dust from Krishna's lotus feet and smear that on their breasts.
I onda bi one to uzele i prašinu s lotusa i stopala Krishna i razmazale po prsima.
In this way Krishna would accept their feelings for him.
I onda na ovaj način Krishna bi prihvatio njihova osjećanja.
So all different species of life.
Dakle, u svim različitim vrstama života.
They were all blessed by Krishna.
Sve te vrste života su blagoslovljene od gospodina Krishna.
Therefore, Kunti Devi in her ecstasy offers her obeisances to the all-merciful Krishna.
I Kunti Devi odaje svoje poštovanje svemilostivom Krishna.
You can read this translation. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya namo namaha.
Odajem svoje ponizno poštovanje gospodinu Krišni, koji je postao sin Vasudeva, zadovoljstvo Devaki, dječak Nande,
Devaki,
dječak Nande i ostalih pastira Vrindavana i onaj tko oživljuje i zadovoljava krave i osjetila.
Nama pankaja nabhaya, nama pankaja manene, nama pankaja netraya, namaste pankaja angraje.
Odati svoje ponizno poštovanje o gospodine, čiji je trbuh označen udubinom nalik lotosovom cvijetu, koji si uvijek ukrašen vijencem lotosovog cvijeća, čiji je pogled blag i nježan kao lotos i na čijim su stopalima ugravirani lotosovi cvijetovi.
So many, in the course of her prayers, Kunti Devi recalls the pastimes of Krishna.
U toku svojih molitvi, Kunti Devi se sjeća mnogih Krišnih zabava.
Especially in relationship with herself.
Specijalno u odnosu sa njom samom.
She was always praying to Krishna.
Ona se uvijek molila Krishna.
Because she was always in danger.
Zato što je uvijek bila u opasnosti.
Yata hishi kesha kalena devaki kanzena rudhati chiram shucharpita vimochita aham cha saha vajavibho tvayaiva natena mohor vipadkanat.
O Hrišikesha, gospodare, osjetila i vladare vladara, oslobodio si svoju majku Devaki, koju je zavjedni kralj Kamsa dugo održao utamničenu i ožalošćenu, a mene i moju djecu si stalno izbavljao iz niza opasnosti.
She said that you have freed myself and my children from a series of constant dangers.
Kaže, ona kaže, oslobodio si mene i moju djecu od serije neprestanih opasnosti.
Then she explained some of the more prominent difficulties in her life that Krishna had saved them from.
I objašnjava neke od značajnijih poteškoća kroz koje su prošli u životu, a s kojih
Vishan Mahagne, Purushad Darshanat Asatsanaya Vanavasakrutshutaha Madhe Madhe Neka Maharatashtuta Dronashtra Chas Maharibi Rakshitaha.
Moj dragi Krišna, tvoje gospodstvo nas je zaštitilo od otrovnog kolača, od velike vatre, od ljudoždera, od poročne skupine, od patnje za vrijeme našeg izgnanstva u šumi i od bitke gdje su se borili veliki generali. I sada si nas spasio od Ašvatamunog oružja.
What a life to lead.
Kakav je to život bio?
That all the time someone's trying to kill you.
Kad je stalno neko pokušava ubiti.
Duryodhana first of all wanted to kill Bhima by poisoning him.
Prvo je Duryodhana htio ubiti Bhimu tako što bi ga otrovao.
Because he thought that Bhima is the most dangerous of the Pandavas. If I can get rid of him, then I can handle the rest of them myself.
Zato što je mislio da je Bhima najopasniji od svih Pandava, onda mislio ako mogu Bhimu srediti, onda ću moći.
He tried to poison Bhima.
Pokušao je otrovati Bhimu.
Then there was a plot to burn them all alive.
Onda je bila zavjera da ih se sve žive spali.
Can you imagine this?
Možete li zamisliti to?
What if you'd found out that or not found out, but you were actually administered poison.
Ali možete zamisliti kad vam se da otrov.
But somehow you survived.
Ali vi nekako preživite.
So that would be a big shock for you, wouldn't it?
To bi bio za vas veliki šok, zar ne?
And then, short time after that, the house you're living in is set on fire.
I onda kratko vrijeme nakon toga kuća u kojoj živite je zapaljena.
So you run away in the forest to escape.
I onda trčite u šumu da pobjegnete.
Then you meet a big rakshasa.
I onda srećete velikog rakshasa.
Rakshasa means those who eat men for breakfast.
To je onaj koji jede ljude za doručak.
Just like when we meet someone, we say, pleased to meet you.
Onda kad nekog susretnemo, onda kažemo, drago mi je da smo se sreli.
So when they met the rakshasa in the forest, Hidimba, he said, pleased to meet you.
Onda kad su sreli rakshasa Hidimba u šumi, onda su rekli, drago mi je da smo se sreli.
When you meet someone in their home, you expect to get fed.
Kada sreteš nekog u svojoj kući, onda će kad dođeš nekome u kuću, očekuješ da ćeš biti nahranjen.
Especially if you're traveling in the forest, you might not get anything to eat.
Pogotovo ako putuješ po šumi, onda možda nisi ništa jeo.
So they might have asked, well, what's for breakfast today?
I onda mogu te pitati, što je danas za doručak?
And Rakshasa would have replied, you are for breakfast.
Rakshasa može reći, ti si za doručak.
Please come, it's time for the meal.
Dođi, sad je vrijeme za doručak.
I'm eating you.
Ja jedem tebe.
But by the grace of Krishna, the
Pandavas,
Bhima was so powerful he could even kill big rakshasas.
Bhima je bio toliko moćan da je mogao ubiti čak i tog velikog rakshasa.
Then the worst thing, Asat Sabha, the rascal, the assembly of bad people.
A najgora stvar bila je skup loših ljudi.
This was worse even than the attempts on their life.
To je bilo čak i gore nego napadi na njihov život.
As Krishna tells Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, for one who has been honored, dishonor is worse than death.
Krishna kaže pa u Bhagavad Gita, za onoga ko je slavan, nečast je gora od smrti.
That's why in Kshatriyas, when they were fighting, they would never run away.
I zato u Kshatriji koji bi se borili, nikad nisu bježali.
They would think dying is bad. They would, naturally, they don't want to die, so dying is not good. Dying. Dying is not good. Dying is bad. You don't want to die.
Smrt nije dobra. Ne želimo umriti.
But to run away from the fight and lose your reputation, that's even worse. Better to die.
Pobjeći od bitke i izgubiti ugled, to je čak i gore nego da umremo.
Do you have this phrase in your language, character assassination?
Da li postoji u vašem jeziku? I se vam kao
ubijanje karaktera. You probably you don't have such
karaktera.
You probably don't have it so much in this country. That means when someone or a group of people they slander another person.
Znači kad jedan ili grupa ljudi napadne drugog.
They say all bad things about him.
Govore sve loše o njemu.
so that no one trusts him or no one believes him.
Tako da mu niko ne vjeruje I nema povjerenja u njega.
It's a very envious thing to do.
To je vrlo zavidna stvar.
But it's common enough that in the English language they have a phrase, character assassination.
Ali je dovoljno često da u engleskom imaju frazu samoubojstvo karaktera.
Assassination means to kill someone.
Assassin to znači ubiti zadnje.
Character assassination means to kill their good name.
Znači, to bi značilo ubijanje dobrog imena.
So, according to the Vedic culture, this character assassination is worse than physical assassination.
I prema vedama ovo ubijanje karaktera je gore od ubijanja tijela.
So they were the Pandavas. They were in the Asat Sabha.
I Pandavi su bili u tom Asat Sabha.
In which the people of all bad character wanted to just wanted to humiliate them.
Jer su ljudi razni, svi loši ljudi htjeli jednostavno da ih ponize.
Yudhishthira, because they were so envious.
Zato što su bili toliko zavidni.
Duryodhana, Karna, Shakuni, Dushasha, they were all so envious.
Bili su toliko zavidni.
That, ah, Yudhishthira, you're the king, now you have nothing.
Yudhishthira, ti si kralj, sad nisi više niko.
We will let you keep the clothes on your body, that's all.
Dozvolit ćemo ti da držiš samo zadržiš samo odjeću koja je na tebi.
You're not the king anymore.
Ti više nisi kralj.
But Draupadi, we won't even let her keep the clothes on her body.
Ali Draupadi, njoj nećemo dozvoliti čak ni da ima odjeću na tijelu.
Ultimate humiliation, they wanted to do.
Željeli su napraviti to potpuno ponižavanje.
But Krishna saved the Pandavas from such humiliation.
Ali Krishna je spasio Pandave od takve ponižavanja, spasio je Draupadi.
There's a story in the Harivamsa, which is a supplement to the Mahabharata.
Postoji priča u Harivamsi koja je dodatak Mahabharati.
That once Krishna cut his finger.
Da je Krishna jedan posjekao prst.
How about that?
Šta je tome sad?
Krishna also cut his finger.
Krishna također posjekao prst.
So Draupadi tore a little piece of her sari and wrapped it around.
I Draupadi je otkinula komad svog sarija I zamotala oko prsta.
So then later when she called to Krishna, help, they're taking my sari. So Krishna gave unlimited cloth.
I onda kad je ona tražila od Krishna pomoć, Krishna pomozi, skidaju mi sari, onda je Krishna joj dao neograničenu odjeću.
Just to show, if you give a little something to Krishna, Krishna returns it unlimitedly.
Samo da bi pokazao kao stvar da ako nešto malo mu damo, Krishna će nam dati neograničeno.
So the tradition is that everyone should offer something very nice to the Lord.
A tradicija je da trebamo ponuditi Krishna nešto veoma lijepo.
It's like generally ladies like to wear nice saris.
Kao što recimo žene općenito vole nositi lijepe sarije.
At least in India they it's just like people have 20 pairs of shoes or something here, so they'll have they may have so many saris.
U Indiji ljudi kao što ovdje ljudi možda imaju 20 pari cipela ili tako nešto, tako u Indiji žene imaju tako puno sari.
So on a festival day like this, they'll offer to Lakshmi in the temple.
Yeah.
Nice sari.
Onda će one na dan kao što je ovaj ponuditi u hramu lijepi sari Lakshmi.
And men will offer some gold. Now people don't have gold nowadays, but this is the tradition. So they may be thinking that if I offer to God, God will give back to me also. Anyway, that's the beginning of devotion. So that is shown that Draupadi, she gave a little bit of her cloth and Krishna gave unlimited cloth.
So,
Asat Sabhaya Vanavasa Kritrita, then the Pandavas with Kunti, they had to live in the forest. Kunti was a, she was a, in the, she wasn't in the forest actually most of the time. But the Pandavas, they were suffering so much in the forest. Humiliated.
Poniženi.
Then in the battle,
I onda u bici,
the Pandavas, their forces were outnumbered.
Njihove snage Pandava su bile manje brojne.
Even being outnumbered wouldn't matter that much.
A čak ni to što su bili manji brati ne bi puno značilo.
If you have Maharati fighter, he can fight with hundreds and thousands of men just by himself.
Jer oni su imali Maharati, to su ratnici koji su se mogli sami boriti sa tisućama ljudi.
So in such battles, the numbers were important, but even more important was who had the best Maharati fighters.
Znači u takvim bitkama bio je važan i broj boraca, ali čak važnije je bilo koliko imate Maharatije.
But actually all the best fighters were on the other side.
Ali u stvari svi dobri borci su na drugoj strani.
Arjuna and Bhima, they were reputed fighters.
Arjuna i Bhima su bili poznati borci.
And though it wasn't even known before the battle, but it became apparent during the battle, Abhimanyu, the son of Arjuna, was an even better fighter than his father.
I mada prije bitke to nije bilo poznato, Abhimanyu, sin od Arjune, je pokazalo se u bitci je bio čak i bolji ratnik nego sam otac Arjuna.
But the main reputed heroes were on the other side.
Ali glavni poznati heroji su bili na drugoj strani.
Particularly Bhishma and Drona.
Specijalno Bhishma i Drona.
And Ashwatthama was also.
I također Ashwatthama.
The son of Drona, he was also.
Sin Drone.
Unbeatable.
Njega isto nitko nije mogao pobijediti.
Before the battle, Yudhishthira went to all the great heroes of the other side and asked them, "How can we kill you? What is required to kill you? You please tell me."
Prije bitke Yudhishthira je otišao do svih velikih boraca s druge strane i pitao ih, "Molim vas, recite mi kako vas možemo ubiti?"
So they gave different replies.
I oni su dali različite odgovore.
Drona said that only if my son Ashwatthama is killed, then only you can kill me.
Dronačar je rekao, samo ako je moj sin Ashwatthama umre, bude ubijen, ja onda me možete ubiti.
So Yudhishthira asked Ashwatthama, "How can we kill you?"
Onda je pitao Ashwatthamu, kako te možemo ubiti?
Ashwatthama said, "You can't."
Ashwatthama je rekao, ne možete.
At the end of this battle, I will still be alive.
Na kraju bitke ja ću još uvijek biti živ.
So Drona was killed by some cheating method.
Dronu su ubili uz pomoć jedne prevare.
Thanks to who?
Krishna.
Thanks to Krishna.
Zahvaljujući Krishna.
Yudhishthira was told, "You have to, this Drona, he's killing all our forces. The way he's going on, within 2 days there won't be anyone left."
Yudhishthira je rekao, Drona ubija naše snage, tako da za 2 dana neće više nikog biti ako tako nas.
Somehow we have to kill him.
Na neki način ga moramo ubiti.
They have to kill Drona. They don't want to kill Drona.
Moramo ubiti Drona.
Gurunda hadva hi mahanubavanis.
Kako da ubiti?
Arjuna was saying before the fight that, how can we fight with our gurus? Drona is our guru.
Arjuna je rekao, Bhishma is our guru. Kako da se borimo protiv našeg guru, Drona je naš guru.
Krishna said, "We have to kill him."
A Krishna rekao, mi moramo ubiti.
But how can we kill him? Because he said, "I can only be killed if Ashwatthama is killed."
Ali kako da ga ubijemo kad je on rekao da samo ako Ashwatthama umre, ubijen, onda možemo njega ubiti.
And Ashwatthama can be killed.
Ashwatthama ne može biti ubijen.
Krishna said, "There's an elephant called Ashwatthama in our forces."
Krishna rekao, postoji jedan slon u našim snagama koji se zove Ashwatthama.
So let's kill him, and then we'll call out Ashwatthama is dead, and he'll lose all his enthusiasm, and we'll kill him.
I onda ćemo mi ubiti tog našeg slona i izjavit ćemo Ashwatthama je umro, i onda on kad to čuje izgubit će sav entuzijazam za borbu.
So Yudhishthira wasn't very happy because he believed in being truthful.
Yudhishthira nije bio jako sretan jer je on bio jako istinoljubiv.
So anyway, he finally agreed and he thought, "All right, Krishna."
Ali na kraju je nekako ipak pristao.
You call out, Ashwatthama is dead.
Rekao je, u redu Krishna, ti reci Ashwatthama je mrtav.
Krishna said, "Not me, he won't trust me."
A Krishna rekao, ne ja, meni oni neće vjerovat.
Everyone knows I'm a cheat.
Svi znaju da sam ja varalica.
You have to do it.
Ti to moraš reći.
You're the only one he'll trust.
Ti si ovdje jedini kojem će oni vjerovat.
Yudhishthira said, "I can't do it. I never told any lie in my life."
Yudhishthira rekao, ja to ne mogu učiniti. Nisam u životu rekao ni jednu laž.
Well, that's why he'll trust you. Everyone else told lies, but only you didn't.
Eto, zato će ti vjerovati, jer svi drugi lažu, samo ti nisi rekao laž.
So eventually they came to a compromise.
Konačno su nekako došli do kompromisa.
That Yudhishthira had to call out, "Ashwatthama hata, Ashwatthama is dead."
Ashwatthama je morao reći, Ashwatthama hata je mrtav.
Then immediately after that, Krishna had to blow his conch very loudly. At the same time, Yudhishthira would call out, "The elephant is dead." So Yudhishthira didn't tell a lie. And Drona was able to be killed by this method. Up to this time, Yudhishthira's chariot used to go a little above the ground in recognition of his supreme piety.
Kočija je bila uzdignuta iznad zemlje u znak da se pokaže njegova vrhovna pobožnost.
But after this act of deceit came down.
Pardon, to je bilo prije. A nakon ovog što je izrekao ovo, onda je pala dolje.
So generally people explain that, you know, he told a lie, so he was deceitful, so his chariot came down.
Ljudi su rekli, on je rekao laž, zato više nije.
But Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur explained that that can't be the reason because he was following the order of Krishna, which is the supreme piety.
Ali Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati kaže da to ne može biti istina, jer on je slijedio instrukciju Krishne koja je vrhovno pobožan.
But his chariot came down because he hesitated to follow the order of Krishna, and he only did so with some compromise.
Kočija mu je pala zbog toga što je on oklijevao da izvrši Krishnino naređenje i na kraju izvršio je, ali uz kompromis.
Anyway, all the best fighters were on the other side.
U svakom slučaju, svi najbolji borci su bili na drugoj strani.
With the exception of the best fighter at all, who was on the Pandava side.
Jedino sa iznimkom najboljeg borca koji je bio na strani Pandava.
Namely Krishna.
To je bio Krishna.
But he wasn't fighting.
Ali on se nije borio.
He took a vow not to fight.
On je uzeo zavjet.
Which he also broke. He took a vow not to take up any weapon.
On je rekao da neće uzeti nikakvo oružje.
Which he also broke.
I to isto je nije održao.
Because Bhishma Dev forced him to break it.
Jer da je Bhishma Dev prisilio da prekine zavjet.
It's only by Krishna's cheating tactics that they were able to win the fight.
Jedino uz pomoć Krishninih taktika svaranjem oni su uspjeli dobiti.
Of course Krishna could have just wish them all dead and they would be all dead.
Naravno, Krishna je mogao samo poželjeti da oni svi umru i oni bi svi bili mrtvi.
But that wouldn't be any fun.
Ali to ne bi bilo nikakva zabava.
That's the meaning of lila, pastimes.
To je značenje lile.
Something exciting, some fun.
Nešto uzbudljivo, neka zabava.
So Bhishma then, Duryodhana, he was an expert diplomat, he knew how to get everyone engaged. Good manager.
Duryodhana je bio veliki diplomat i znao je kako da uključi svakoga u borbu na pravilan način.
So he saw that Bhishma's he can finish off the Pandavas by himself.
On je vidio
everyone knew that.
He can't.
No, he can. Everyone knew that Bhishma himself is competent to finish off the Pandavas.
On je znao da je sam Bhishma bio dovoljan da pobije sve Pandave.
But so Duryodhana accused him that you're only fighting with half your strength.
Ali ga Duryodhana optužio, ti se boriš samo sa pola svoje snage.
You're partial to the Pandavas.
Ti si pristrasan prema Pandavama.
So he poked him with words.
Tako ga je izbao riječima.
So the for Kshatriya, his honor is the most important thing.
Za Kshatriya je njegov ponos najvažnije.
So he agitated Bhishma.
I on je tako malo zmirio Bhishma.
Said that, I must now he's going to fight. Now I'll fight for him.
I on je baš Bhishma rekao, sad ću se boriti jače.
He said, tomorrow I will kill Arjuna.
I on je rekao, Bhishma, sutra ću ubiti Arjuna.
I'll kill all the Pandavas beginning with Arjuna.
Ubit ću sve Pandave, a prvo Arjuna.
I'll do it all in one day.
Sve ću to učiniti u jednom danu.
Either I will do that. The only thing that can stop me doing that is Krishna.
Učinit ću to, a jedini ko me može spriječiti u tome je Krishna.
But Krishna promised not to fight.
Ali Krishna obećao da se neće boriti.
So either I will defeat Arjuna or I promise either I will defeat Arjuna or the only real thing that can stop me is if Krishna breaks his promise and Krishna fights.
Znači, ja ću ili ću ubiti Arjunu, ili će mene Krishna morati spriječiti tako što će morati se boriti.
So Duryodhana brought five special arrows.
I Duryodhana je napravio pet specijalnih
strijela. That belonged to Bhishma.
I dao Bhishmi.
That had special potency in them.
koje su imale specijalnu
moć. See, it is, how they were fighting, you may think bows and arrows, it's like some people from the jungle or something.
Kako su se oni borili s pomoć lukova i strela, možete misliti da je to kao neki ljudi u džungli.
And you wonder, how can one man, Maharati, how can he fight with 100,000 people? How is it possible?
Možete pitati kako je to moguće da jedan Maharati se bori sa 100,000 ljudi.
But it wasn't that they were just, you know, just some simple bows and arrows, but they were Maharatis because they knew the art of imbuing the arrows with mantras.
Oni su bili Maharati zbog toga što su imali specijalnu moć da su mogli u te strijele staviti moć koja dolazila iz mantri.
So by the power of mantra, the arrows might break into 50 arrows at once or 100 arrows.
S pomoć moći iz mantri, ta strela je mogla da se umnoži u 50 ili više strela.
Or the arrow would go up in the air and then it would release a shower of bombs and
ili bi,
or a shower of snakes or something.
Strela otišla prvo poletila gore prema nebu, onda bi pustila mnoštvo bombi ili mnoštvo zmija.
So 5 arrows were there, especially this one is for Yudhishthir, this one is for Bhima, this one is for Arjuna, this is for Nakul, this is for Sahadev, 5 arrows.
Znači bilo je 5 posebnih strela, svaka namijenjena za pojedine.
So Duryodhana said, give them to me, I'll look after them, so I don't want you to change your mind, I'll give them to you early in the morning.
I onda je Duryodhana rekao, molim te daj ih meni, da se ti ne bi predomislio, daću ti ih ujutru.
So, it's an emergency.
Dakle, to je bila hitna stvar.
Krishna knows what's going on.
Krishna je znao što se dešava.
So he told Yudhishthira what to do.
I on je rekao Yudhishthira što da radi.
He's the all-knowing super soul.
On je sve znajuća nad duša.
So he told Yudhishthira, you have to do like this, I'll tell you what to do.
I onda on rekao, ja ću ti reći što trebate učiniti.
Now at the end, at sunset every day, they would stop the fighting.
Svaki dan na zalastu sunca oni bi prestali se boriti.
They didn't have floodlights or anything like that. They didn't have floodlights at night, it was dark and they stopped the fighting.
A nisu imali reflektore da bi se borili jer po noći je bilo mračno.
So they would, if they would take a bath and then they would relax and eat and plan for the next day.
I onda bi se oni okupali, relaksirali, jeli i planirali za sljedeći dan borbu.
So in the evening the members of the Pandavas camp would go to the Kauravas camp and they would relax together and eat and the next day they would be killing each other.
I oni bi tako Pandavi bi išli u kamp od Kurva i tamo zajedno sa njima jeli i relaksirali se i onda bi sutra dan se borili.
Strange, isn't it?
Neobično, jel da?
You know, even during the World Wars when the Germans were fighting the British, on Christmas Day, they would stop and they would all come together and sing and drink and dance and the next day, shooting each other.
Sjećam bila u Drugom svjetskom ratu kad Njemci protiv Britanaca, ali su se borili, ali na dan, na Uskrs, na ovaj Božić su došli zajedno pjevali, slavili, a sutra su pucali jedni drugi.
So Krishna had told Yudhishthira what to do.
I dakle Krishna je rekao Yudhishthiru što da radi.
Actually, Duryodhana owed Yudhishthira some favor. He had some boon which he had to take from Duryodhana sometime.
U stvari Yudhishthir je mogao dobiti neki blagoslov od Duryodhane, to mu je.
So Yudhishthira reminded Duryodhana that actually you owe me some favor, isn't it? You remember?
I onda je Yudhishthir podsjetio Duryodhanu, sjećaš li se da mi duguješ uslugu?
Duryodhana said, yes, what do you want?
I Duryodhana je rekao, da, što želiš?
If you want, you can take the whole kingdom. We don't need to fight anymore.
Ako želiš, možeš uzeti cijelo kraljestvo, ne moramo se više.
He was showing his generous spirit.
Pokazivao je svoj veliki dušni duh.
Although he knew Yudhishthir wouldn't say that, because people would That wouldn't be a very honorable way to take the kingdom.
Jer znao da Yudhishthir to neće tražiti, jer to ne bi bio neki vrlo slavan način da se preuzme kraljevstvo.
So Yudhishthir said, no, you don't give me the kingdom.
Yudhishthir je rekao, ne trebaš mi dati kraljevstvo.
But you have 5 arrows you're keeping for Bhishma.
Ali imaš pet stela koje čuvaš za Bhishma.
You can kindly give them to me.
Molim te, daj mi njih.
Then when Bhishma heard that, he became so angry.
A onda kad je Bhishma čuo za to, postao jako ljut.
Then he said, either I will kill Arjuna tomorrow, or Krishna will have to break his promise.
I onda je Bhishma rekao, ili ću sutra ubiti Arjunu, ili će Krishna morati prekinuti svoj zavet.
So it happened like that.
I tako se desilo.
That Bhishma fought so fiercely that Arjuna was overwhelmed.
I Bhishma se borio tako strahovito da je Arjuna bio već preplavljen.
And he was going to kill Arjuna.
On je, Bhishma je, je trebao sad već
umjeti. Arjuna was no longer able to defend himself.
Više nije, Arjuna se mogao više, Arjuna se više nije mogao boriti, braniti.
Then Krishna became so angry.
I onda je Krishna postao tako ljut.
That he was the chariot driver.
On je bio inače vozač koče.
He wasn't carrying any weapons.
Nije nosio nikakvo oružje.
So he just jumped down, and he, there was on the battlefield there's some broken chariot wheel, so he picked that up to go and strike Bhishma.
I on je jednostavno samo skočio s kočije i na bojnom polju ležalo puno razbijenih kočija, samo izgrabio jedan kotač od kočije i skočio prema Bhishma.
Bhishma said, "That's it, I broke his promise."
I onda je Bhishma rekao, "To je to, on je prekršio sam njegov zavet."
So Krishna gained one name at that time.
Tada je Krishna dobio jedno ime.
Ratangapani means, Ratha means the chariot, Anga means part of the wheel, Pani means hand, so in his hand he's holding.
Ovo ime znači da da Krishna u svojoj ruci drži kotač od koči.
So in so many ways Krishna was cheating.
Dakle, na mnogi načine Krishna je varao.
Another time, this what happened? Abhimanyu, the son of Arjuna, was killed.
Što se desilo da Abhimanyu, sin Arjuna, bio ubijen?
He was, although he was a great fighter, he was surrounded by five great fighters, and eventually, with great difficulty, they killed him.
Mada je on bio veliki borac, on je bio okružen sa pet jako isto velikih boraca, i onda iako se snažno borio, na kraju su ga ipak ubili.
And Jayadrata, who had always been very envious of the Pandavas.
A Jayadrata, koji je uvijek bio zavidan na Pandave.
He made a military formation by which no one could come to help Abhimanyu.
I napravio je takvu formaciju vojske da niko od Pandava nije mogao doći pomoći Abhimanyu.
Abhimanyu entered within the forces of the Kauravas, but Jayadrata blocked his way out.
Abhimanyu je ušao u snage Kurua, ali Jayadrata mu je blokirao put za nazad.
So that the leading fighters of the Kauravas, Karna, Bhishma, Drona, all of them, they all surrounded him. Duryodhana, that's one, two, three, the five of them.
I onda pet glavnih boraca Kurua su ga...
Maybe Ashwatthama, they all surrounded him and eventually they killed him.
I konačno su ga ubili.
So Arjuna, when he got this news, he was so upset. He said that tomorrow I will kill this Jayadrata. Either I'm going to kill him, or I'll enter into fire and finish myself. So when this news reached the Kaurava camp, Jayadrata said to Duryodhana, "See you later." I'm getting out of here. But Duryodhana thought, "Hey, this is great. We'll put our whole army in front of Jayadrata and keep him at the back. See, if he ran away from the battlefield, then Arjuna's promise wouldn't hold. So that we'll, Duryodhana said, we'll put our whole army in front. And he'll, Arjuna will have to defeat our whole army before he can even reach
Jayadrata.
And so he won't be able to do that, and then he'll have to fulfill his promise, he'll have to die, and then we can win easily. The whole battle was they were trying to get rid of Arjuna and Bhima.
Cijela bitka se vodila tako da su oni pokušavali da se riješe Bhime i Arjune.
and Yudhishthira. But Yudhishthira was, he generally was not involved much in the fighting, because if they killed Yudhishthira, then the battle's over, because the whole battle was for the sake of Yudhishthira anyway.
I isto tako za Yudhishthira, ali Yudhishthira nije bio toliko uključen u samu bitku. On je, da nije bilo njega, ne bi bilo nikakvog smisla da se vodi bitka.
So Krishna chastised Arjuna, why do you take this stupid promise from?
I onda je Krishna rekao je Arjuna, zašto si dao tako glupi zavjet?
Now I have to solve your problems again.
Sad ja ću moram rješavati tvoje probleme.
So anyway, Arjuna, the next day Arjuna was fighting like mad, but he had to get through the whole, all the big Maharathis.
I u svakom slučaju Arjuna se sutradan borio jako snažno, ali morao je proći po sve te Maharathije sa Kuru stranu.
One after another.
Jedan za drugim.
So on the he was fighting as he had never fought before.
Borio se onako kako se do tad nije borio.
So he was beating one Maharathi after another.
Tako da je ubio je jednog za drugim Maharathije.
But after defeating them, he didn't stop to kill them, because he would just go on to the next section, because he had to reach Jayadratha before the end of the day.
Ali nakon što bi ih pobijedio, ne bi stao da ih ubije, jer je već morao da se bori sa sljedećim, tako da bi stigao do kraja dana da dođe do.
So everyone was watching the sun. It's come up. It's going up. Now it's midday and Arjuna hasn't even reached halfway. It's pretty good going as far as the Kauravas are concerned. Gradually it's going down. And he's still quite a long way from Jayadratha. He's making a lot of progress, but it's got a long way to go.
Dosta je napredovao Arjuna, ali još ima daleki put do Jayadratha.
The sun's becoming big and red.
Sunce postalo veliko i crveno.
Still a long way from Jayadratha.
On je još uvijek bio daleko od Jayadratha.
Still going through, fighting, pushing the soldiers away.
Još uvijek je prolazio kroz vojnike, borio se protiv njih.
Sun is going half down.
Sunce je na pola zašlo.
Then it set.
I onda se spustilo.
The day was over.
Dan je bio gotov.
Krishna said, keep on going.
Krishna je rekao, nastavi dalje.
And everyone said, well, the day's over. So all the soldiers relaxed, and immediately Arjuna he went on towards Jayadratha. And as he's going past, he said, hey, wait a minute, the day's over. Krishna said, no, it isn't. Look at the sun. It's still up. Krishna's God, he made it come back up again. In the meantime, they reached Jayadratha and killed the rascal. So Krishna was helping in so many ways.
Krishna je tako pomagao na mnoge načine.
To defeat all the Kaurava forces.
Kako bi se snage Kaurava pobijedile.
So Kunti was remembering that.
I Kunti se toga sjećala.
And she was thinking, actually at that time we were very Krishna conscious. She was thinking, Kunti Devi was thinking, at that time we were very Krishna conscious.
I ona je mislila, u stvari mi smo u to vrijeme bili prilično svjesni Krishna.
Therefore she prayed that let there be more and more dangers.
I zato se ona mola, neka bude još više i više opasnosti.
A famous prayer of Queen Kunti.
To je slavna molitva Kunti Devi.
Vipada santa tashashva tatra tatra jagat guru bhavata darshanam yasat apuna bhavata darshanam. That if we see you, if we have difficulties, then we will see you. We will remember you.
Ako mi imamo poteškoće, onda ćemo se sjećati tebe, vidjet ćemo tebe.
And if we remember you, or if we see you, Krishna Kunti said, then we won't see repeated birth and death.
A ako vidimo tebe, rekla je Kunti Devi, onda nećemo vidjeti ponovno rođenje i smrt.
So Kunti Devi went on to speak many important understandings, tattvas about Krishna, the Supreme Lord.
Kunti Devi nastavlja govoriti mnoge važne tatve ili razumijevanja o Krišni. Istinu o Krišni.
Now, going through what she said that Navedikas chit bhagavans chikirshitam tavehamanas chendrinam virambanam nayasyakas chit daitosti karhi chit dveshascha yasmin vishamamritirnam is 29. want to translate that?
Ona je izgovor rekla, o gospodine, nitko ne može shvatiti tvoje transcendentalne zabave koje izgledaju kao ljudske i tako samo obmanjuju. Nisi nikome posebno naklonjen, niti nekome zavidiš. Ljudi samo izmišljaju da si pristrasan.
No one can understand Krishna's pastimes.
Nitko ne može shvatiti Krishnine zabave.
This she explains a little further on.
Ona to malo dalje objašnjava.
That Gopyadade Traikritagasi Dhamatavadya Te Dasashu Kalilanjana Sambramaksham Pratramminiya Bhaya Bhavanaya Stithasya Samang Vimohyati Bhirapiya Bhiveti. Verse 31.
Moj dragi Krishna, Jašoda je uzela uže da te sveže kada si skrivio i tvoje uznemirene oči su bile preplavljene suzama koje su ti opravišeni i posočio. Iako te se boji personificirani strah, bio si uplašen. Ovaj prizor me spominje.
Krishna is the Supreme Lord, all powerful.
Krishna je Svevišnji Gospodin, svemoćan.
But he is afraid of Mother Yashoda.
Ali on se boji majke Yashode.
And Mother Yashoda tied him up with a rope.
I majka Yashoda ga je svezala s konopcem.
So in this verse 29 she says virambanam. It's very difficult to understand. Janma karma cha vishvatman ajasya kartur atmana tiryan rishi shuyada su tadapyanta vidambanam bewildering. Vidambanam means bewildering.
Vidambanam znači zbunjujuće. Ovdje kaže, što da je rid?
Yeah.
Ona kaže, naravno zbunjujuće o dušu univerzuma da djeluješ iako si neaktivan i da se rađaš iako si vitalna sila i nerođen. Osobno silaziš među životinje, ljude, mudrace i vodena bića. Uistinu to je zbunjujuće.
Why should Krishna be born? Why should he do that?
Zašto bi se Krishna morao roditi?
He is born in different species.
On se rađa u različitim vrstama.
He is born as a hog,
as
pig, man, lion,
čovjek, lav,
as a swan, as a fish.
Kao labud, riba.
Why does Krishna come? What is the necessity for him to come?
Zašto je potrebno da se on pojavi? Zašto se on pojavi?
Actually, Krishna explains this himself in the Bhagavad Gita.
U stvari, Krishna objašnjava sebe u Bhagavad Gita.
In this series of verses we're just discussing.
U ovom nizu stihova koje smo upravo.
Yada yada hi dharmasya glane bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Can anyone give the translation? Anyone knows this? Can you say?
Ja spadam u Amdavu kada dođe do nesljeđenja religijalnih principa. Da spadam da pobožna i ništa ne znam.
Did you get it right?
Yes, to Krishna is manifesting to you.
Whenever and where, why don't you read it here? Must be chapter 4, text number 1,
9 or something, 8 and 9. Kad god dođe do zanemarivanja religijskih načela i porasta bezbožnosti, a potom će barati ja se pojavim.
The next verse. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samsthapana thaya sambhavami yuge yuge.
Da bih izbavio pobožne, uništio bezbožne i ponovo uspostavio načela religije, pojavljujem se milenij za milenij.
Now, just at the beginning of this chapter, Krishna says, Ivam parampara praptam ivam rajashiyo vidusa kavine amata yoga nashta parantapa. The parampara system of religion has been destroyed, therefore I come to re-establish, I'm re-establishing it now.
Tako Krishna kaže na početku ovog poglavlja da je parampara sistem bio razoren i sad se on pojavlja da ga ponovno uspostavi.
Krishna says here that not only now but whenever and wherever there is a decline of religion.
Ali tu kaže da ne samo sad nego kad god je potrebno da spasi religiju,
then I come to reestablish it.
Onda on dođe i ponovno ju uspostavlja.
And to protect the devotees and destroy the non-devotees.
I isto tako da zaštiti bhakte i uništi avakte.
Prabhupada explains that the non-devotees, they can be destroyed by Krishna's potencies.
Prabhupada objašnjava da avante mogu biti uništeni Krišinim moćima.
That one tidal wave or hurricane or war or disease can wipe out epidemic disease that can wipe out all the non-devotees.
Sve avante može da zbriše neki klimni val ili poplave, suše ili neke bolesti, epidemije.
So that's not actually required for Krishna to come to do that, but he comes anyway.
Dakle, nije potrebno da Krishna sam dođe, ali on ipak dolazi.
To protect and uplift the devotees, that is his real purpose in coming.
Njegov prava svrha dolaska je da zaštiti i usitni bhakte.
And he personally destroys the non-devotees just to give assurance of protection to his devotees.
I on osobno ubija bhakte samo da bi dao sigurnost svojim baktama.
That's also his mercy on the demons.
To je također i milost, njegova milost.
Because if they're killed by Krishna, they get liberation.
Jer ako ih ubije Krishna, onda oni dobiju oslobođenje.
That's generally impersonal liberation.
To je općenito impersonalno oslobođenje.
Which is no better than going to hell, according to Vaishnavas.
Prema Vaishnavama, gore nego da se ide u pakao.
But that's a mercy on the non-devotees.
Ali to je neka milost za great demons.
You have to be a big demon to get killed by Krishna.
Moraš biti veliki demon da bi te Krishna ubio.
But that's a mercy on them, because otherwise they perform so many sinful activities and offenses.
Ali to je milost prema njima, inače će oni napraviti toliko mnogo uvreda.
They'll go to hell for an unlimited time.
Otići će u pakao na neograničeno vrijeme.
So Krishna removes all their offenses by killing them.
I tako Krishna ukloni sve njihove uvrede samo što ih ubije.
Sends them to cool off for some time in the impersonal Brahman.
Pošalje ih malo da se ohlade u impersonalni Brahman.
And then they can come back again to the material world after some time.
I onda se nakon nekog vremena mogu vratiti na materijalni svijet.
With all their account of sinful activities cleared up.
Tako da je njihov račun na kojem imaju, na kojem su imali te grešne djelatnosti sada očišćen.
And particularly Krishna, when he comes in his original form, not in the Vishnu forms, particularly Krishna, delivers even many demons right back to, all the way back to Godhead.
A specijalno Krishna, ne Vishnu oblik, nego baš Krishna, on izbavlja neke demone čak i u duhovni svijet.
But his particular purpose in coming,
ali njegova prava svrha dolaska,
is to please his devotees and to protect his devotees.
I zaštiti ih.
Who the devotees, they're very anxious to see Krishna.
Bhakti su jako željni da vide Krishna.
So Krishna comes.
I onda Krishna dolazi.
As described in these verses by Kunti Devi.
Stihovima koje govori Kunti Devi.
Verse 32. Kejit ahoraham jatam punya shlokasya kirtiye yado priyasyan bhavaye malayasyeva chandanam.
Neki kažu da se nerođen rađa da bi proslavio pobožne kraljeve, a ostali kažu da je rođen da bi zadovoljio kralja Jadua, jednog od tvojih najdražih bata. Pojavljuješ se u njegovoj obitelji kao što se sandalovo drvo javlja u brdima Malaje.
Krishna is unborn.
Krishna je nerođen.
But he agrees to be born just for the sake of his devotees.
Ali pristaje da se rodi samo zbog svojih bhakta.
For the glorification of pious kings.
Da bi se slavio pobožne, dolazi.
It means that Krishna, he appeared in the Soma, the moon dynasty.
To znači da se on pojavio u dinastiji mjeseca, Soma dinastiji.
So all the kings of that dynasty became glorified by Krishna appearing in that dynasty.
I tako su kraljevi iz te dinastije postali slavni zbog toga što se Krishna pojavio u toj dinastiji.
Particularly, there was one very great devotee king in that dynasty, Yadu Maharaj.
Bio je posebno jedan veliki bhakta kralj u toj dinastiji, Yadu Maharaj.
So Kunti Devi said, you appeared in his dynasty just as sandalwood appears in the Malaya hills.
I onda Kunti Devi kaže, pojavljuš se u njegovu toj dinastiji isto kao što se sandalovo drvo javlja u brdima Malaya.
Sandalwood trees can grow in a variety of places.
Sandalovo drvo može rasti na mnogo mjesta.
But particularly Malaya is famous for sandalwood trees.
Ali posebno Malaya je poznata po sandalovini.
At least at that time it was.
Barem tada je to bilo tako.
As Prabhupada noted, now it's become famous for rubber trees.
Prabhupada kaže, Sada je ona poznata po krađenju, po pljački.
It's coming over. They prefer to go rubber.
To je
Sally, nasty rubber.
Više vole da orobljavaju.
So Kichidahu, some people attribute Krishna's birth to his mercy upon Yadu and other kings.
Dakle, neki ljudi kažu da je Krishna pojava milost prema Yaduima i...
Oh, that point, I didn't fully explain. That means that... So, sandalwood can grow anywhere, but especially grows in the Malaya hills.
Dakle, sandalovo drvo može rasti bilo gdje, ali specijalno raste u Malaji.
So generally you associate sandalwood with Malaya sandalwood.
Dakle, onda općenito mi povezujemo te dvije stvari, sandalovinu i Malaju.
Just like in England they say Sheffield steel.
U Engleskoj tamo kažu Sheffieldovo željezo. Čelik, Sheffieldov čelik.
Coal from Newcastle. Coal from Newcastle.
Ugljen iz Newcastle.
So steel can come from anywhere, but Sheffield is famous.
Znači, čelik može doći od sa raznih mjesta, ali Sheffield je poznat.
So like that Malaya sandalwood.
Tako isto je Malaya i sandalwood.
So in the same way Krishna can appear in any family.
I tako se Krishna može pojaviti u svakoj obitelji.
But he's famous as appearing in the Yadu dynasty.
Ali on je poznat po tome što se pojavio u Yadu dynasty.
Therefore he's known as Yadava.
I zato je poznat kao Yadava.
Yadava ya Madhava. We were singing our obeisances to Yadava.
Tako mi pjevamo da odajemo poštovanje Yadava.
So some people say that that's the reason why he was born, to glorify Yadu and other kings.
I neki ljudi kažu da je to razlog zašto se Krishna pojavio, da bi slavio Yadu dinastiju i te kraljeve.
But others, apare Vasudevasya devakyam yachito bhagat. Others say that he appeared to Vasudev and Devaki because they prayed for him.
Ali drugi kažu da se Krishna rodio kao sin Vasudeve i Devaki jer su se oboje molili za njega.
Ajastram akshemaya vadhaya chasura dusham. That because they prayed for you, you took birth as their son for their welfare and to kill those who are envious of the demigods.
Rečeno je, zato što su se oni molili za tebe, ti se pojavio kao njihov sin i ubio si demigoda.
Other theories are there also.
Rodio si se za njihov dobro i da ubiješ one koji su zavidni po ljubovima.
Paravatara naranje bhuvanava ivodadho. Sidantya bhuri bharena jato hi atma bhuvartataha. You can translate.
Ostali kažu da je svijet veoma ožalošćen, budući da je preopterećen kao lađa na moru i da je Brahma koji je tvoj sin molio za tebe, te si se pojavio da umanjiš patnju i nevolju.
And there are other theories still.
Postoje još mnoge druge teorije.
Bhave smin klishamana nam avidya kama karma bihi shravana smarana hani karishan iti kechana.
A ostali kažu da si se pojavio da obnoviš i oživiš službu predanog poštovanja pomoću slušanja, sjećanja, obožavanja i tako dalje, da bi uvjetovane duše koje ispaštaju od materijalnih patnji mogle imati dobrobit i steći u
svojom. So actually Krishna comes to do all these things. Krishna comes for all these purposes.
Dakle, Krishna dolazi zbog svih ovih svrha.
Particularly to this purpose, paritranaya santanam, to uplift his devotees.
Specijalno zbog ovog razloga da podigne svoje bhakte.
To pour nectar upon the devotees.
Da postoje nektar po bhaktama.
Not only at that time, but at this time also.
Ne samo u to vrijeme, nego i sada isto.
By performing these pastimes, Krishna has revealed the nature of the spiritual world within the material world.
Izvodeći ovu zabavu, Krishna je razotkrio prirodu duhovnog svijeta u ovom svijetu.
So that even now, those who are living in this world can remember Krishna.
Tako da i oni koji i sad žive u materijalnom svijetu mogu se sjećati Krishna.
We can remember those pastimes.
I se možemo sjećati tih zabava.
And what is the result of remembering those pastimes?
Koji je rezultat sjećanja tih zabava?
Kunti Devi explains in the next verse, very beautiful verse.
Kunti Devi objašnjava dalje u idućem stihu.
Shrinvanti gayanti grananti apikshnasha smaranti nandanti tavehitan janaha ta eva pasyam charchi achirena tavakam bhava pravaha paramopadam bhujam.
O Krishna, oni koji neprestano slušaju, pjevaju i ponavljaju tvoje transcendentalne djelatnosti ili se raduju kada to drugi čine, sigurno vide tvoja lotusova stopala koja jedino mogu zaustaviti ponavljanje rođenja.
Kunti Devi knows the secrets of devotional service.
Kunti Devi zna tajnu predanog služenja.
She says that those who hear about you, Krishna,
ona kaže, oni koji slušaju o tebi, Krishna,
those who glorify you,
oni koji te slave,
those who remember your wonderful activities,
oni koji se sjećaju tvojih prekrasnih djelatnosti,
those who take pleasure in these things,
oni koji nalaze zadovoljstvo u
ovim stvarima, they will get the opportunity to see your lotus feet.
Oni će dobiti mogućnost da vide tvoje lotusove stopale.
And by seeing those lotus feet, you stop the repetition of birth and death.
I videći tvoje lotusove stopala, oni zaustavljaju rađenje u
djelatnosti. So devotees, they don't demand anything from Krishna.
I onda bhakte ne zahtijevaju ništa od Krishna.
Kunti Devi is here not talking about people who go to the church or temple and say, God, fulfill my material desires.
Tu Kunti Devi ne govori o ljudima koji odlaze u crkvu i onda se mole Bogu, Bože, molim te, ispuni moje materijalne želje.
She's talking about the pure devotees who they simply want Krishna.
Ona to govori o čistim bhaktama koji jednostavno žele Krishna.
So their only desire is to serve Krishna eternally.
I njihova jedina želja je da vječno služe Krishna.
So by seeing Krishna's lotus feet with devotion,
i onda ako vidimo Krishna lotus stopala s devocijom,
by seeing Krishna's lotus feet, a devotee feels that his life is fulfilled.
I onda tada bhakta misli da njegov život ispunjen.
And those lotus feet deliver us from the ocean of birth and death.
I ova lotusova stopala nas izbavljaju od oceana.
Samsara, kumbhapatido, taranavalam, those who have fallen in the well of material life, those lotus feet of Krishna, they are the only support.
Oni koji imaju lotusova stopala Krishna, oni imaju jedinu potporu.
So Krishna, he comes to this world to show those lotus feet.
I Krishna dolazi u ovaj svijet da bi pokazao ta lotusova stopala.
To show his pastimes that others can remember them.
Da može da pokaže svoje zabave kako bi ih se drugi mogli sjećati.
And Krishna was very busy when he was here.
I Krishna je zaposlen kad dođe ovdje.
Of course, sometimes he would simply lie down and he would have his lotus feet massaged by his devotees.
Inače bi samo legao i dao bhaktama da mu masiraju lotusova stopala.
But he had many wonderful pastimes.
Ali on ima mnoge lijepe zabave.
And he showed, he gave his darshan to so many different people.
I on je pokazao se dao darshan tolikim mnogim ljudima.
Krishna was born in Mathura, but just immediately after his birth went to Vrindavan.
Krishna je bio rođen u Mathuri, ali je odmah kratko posle rođenja bio prenesen u Vrindavan.
Although those who are completely partial to Vrindavan, they say that actually this description of Bhagavatam isn't completely correct. Actually, he was born in Vrindavan also.
Oni koji su specijalno neki kažu da je Krishna također bio rođen u Vrindavan, oni koji su specijalno naklonjeni Vrindavan.
So after performing pastimes in Vrindavan for some time,
nakon što je izvodio zabave u Vrindavanu neko vrijeme,
Krishna went to Mathura.
Krishna otišao u Mathuru.
But even when he was in Vrindavan, sometimes he would go here and there to different places.
Ali čak i dok je bio u Vrindavanu, išao bi tamo i tamo na razna mjesta.
He went when his father Nanda Maharaj was kidnapped by Varuna, he also went to Varuna Loka.
Kada je njegovog oca Nanda Maharaja oteo Varuna, onda je Krishna otišao na Varuna Loku.
He entered within the water.
Ušao u vodu.
And Varuna said, actually, I know I've committed an offense by kidnapping your father, but I wanted to see you.
I Varuna rekao, ja znam da sam napravio uvredu time što sam oteo tvoga oca, ali sam želio da te vidim.
So Krishna said, all right, that's all right.
Onda Krishna rekao, u redu.
So in the meantime, all the aquatic living beings, they got the darshan of Krishna.
I u međuvremenu sva vodena živa bića su imala darshan Krishna.
Then when he killed Trinavatasura, he went woo, way up into the sky. And all the creatures living up in the sky, they also got darshan of Krishna.
I kada ga je Trinavatasura uzdigao gore visoko nebo, onda su sva bića koja leta ga mogla vidjeti.
So after some time he went to Mathura, and all the Mathura vasis, the residents of Mathura got darshan of him.
I onda uskoro posle toga je otišao u Mathuru i tamo su ga svi stanovnici Mathure mogli vidjeti.
And from time to time, Jarasandha would bring big, huge armies.
I ponekad bi Jarasandha doveo velike armije.
And they would all get darshan of Krishna just before they got killed by him.
I oni bi imali darshan Krishna upravo trenutak prije nego što bi bili ubijeni.
Then after some time, Krishna transferred all the inhabitants of Mathura to, he made the city of Dwarka.
I onda kasnije je Krishna preselio sve stanovnike Mature u grad koji je izgradio u Dvaraku.
And he transferred all the inhabitants of Mathura at night when they were sleeping. They woke up.
I onda po noći kad su oni spavali, on ih je sve preselio jednostavno u Dvaraku.
So Krishna was very much attached to the Pandavas, his friends.
Krishna je bio jako vezan za Pandave, svoje prijatelje.
Who were living in Hastinapur.
Koji su živjeli u Hastinapuru.
So Krishna would regularly go up and down between Dwarka and Hastinapur.
I Krishna bi redovito išao gore dolje od Hastinapura do Dwarke.
So on the way he would see, he would visit all the different places.
I na putu bi posjetio sva različita mjesta.
And all the people in the different villages and towns along the way would have his darshan. They'd be very happy to see him.
I svi ljudi usput po selima koja su bila usput su mogli imati njegov darshan i bili su jako sretni da ga vide.
When he also went to the ashram. He spent some time in the ashram of Sandipani Muni.
Također je proveo neko vrijeme u ashramu Sandipani Muni.
That's in the center of modern India.
To je u centru moderne Indije.
So at that time he also after he finished his studies, Sandipani Muni said, I'm your guru, so now you have to give me some dakshina.
I onda nakon obrazovanja Sandipani Muni je rekao, ja sam tvoj guru i sad bi trebao da mi daš dakshinu.
So he knows, he doesn't want to get any ordinary dakshina from Krishna.
I onda on je znao, ne treba mu nikakva obična dakshina od Krishna.
He wanted to show that Krishna is Krishna.
On je želio pokazati da je Krishna Krishna.
So he said, some time ago, I lost my son. He died.
Rekao je, nedavno sam izgubio sina, on je umro.
So bring him back.
Molim te, dovedi ga.
That will be your dakshina.
To će biti tvoja
dakshina. Bring back my dead son.
Dovedi mi mog mrtvog sina.
So Krishna, after journeying to the sea,
I Krishna nakon putovanja do mora,
and he went into the sea and again gave his darshan to all the aquatics.
I onda ušao u more i opet je dao darshan svim vodenim bićima.
Then he searched, he went down to the place of Yamaraj.
I tako je istraživao i otišao je do mjesta gdje...
No, actually first he went to Yamaraj.
U stvari prvo je išao kod Yamaraj.
So in this way he gave his darshan to Yamaraj also.
Znači dao je darshan Yamaraju također.
Yamaraj said, not me.
Yamaraj rekao, nisam ja.
It's that some demon called Panchajanya.
To je bio neki demon Panchajanya koji ga je uzeo.
So the Panchajanya was in the form of a conch.
I Panchajanya je bio u obliku školjke.
So after killing him, Krishna took the conch as his shah, his conch for blowing.
I nakon što ga je ubio, on
Panchajanya
je uzeo njegovo tijelo, tu školjku, za da bude njegova školjka.
So in the course of this journey he also took a stopover at to see Bali Maharaj.
Onda na svom putovanju je stao malo da vidi Bali Maharaja.
Then during his pastimes Krishna visited so many different countries.
I za vrijeme svojih zadova posjetio mnoge različite zemlje.
He went to Kundina to collect Rukmini.
Otišao je Kundinu da uzme Rukmini.
And he went to different places collecting wives.
Išao je na različite mjesta gdje je skupljao žene.
So in this way he visited different parts of the country.
Tako je posjetio na razne dijelove zemlje.
When Satyajit stole this jewel, Siamantaka jewel, he chased him.
Kada Satyajit ukrao Siamantaka dragu i onda ga je on jurio.
Then also when this Pondraka rascal. He was imitating Krishna.
Ili taj Pondraka, nitko koji je imitirao Krishna.
So at that time Krishna also visited Kashi, modern city of Varanasi.
To je tom prilikom je Krishna posjetio Kashi, što je danas grad Varanasi.
So then again, when he went to with Bhima and Arjuna to see Jarasandha.
Onda je išao sa Bhimom i Arjunom da vide Jarasandhu.
He went to the what's now Bihar.
Išao se tamo što na mjesto koje je danas poznato kao Bihar.
Still a wild place.
To je još uvijek divlje mjesto.
Dangerous place.
Opasno mjesto.
So in this way Krishna visited so many different parts of the country. He went to Kurukshetra.
Onda na taj način Krishna je obišao mnoga mjesta na u zemlji, obio i na Kurukshetri.
In this way Krishna showed his lotus feet to so many different people.
Dakle, pokazao je svoje lotusova stopala tokom velikom broju ljudi.
Throughout the modern land of India.
Kroz, po cijeloj modernoj Indiji.
Which is therefore considered so sacred.
Koja se zato smatra tako tajno.
And he also went to different parts of the planetary systems.
I otišao je također u različite dijelove planetarnog sistema.
He also benedicted the heavenly planets by going there.
A također je dao dobrobit rajskim planetama tako što je otišao na njih.
When Satyabhama wanted some, she wanted parijata tree.
Kada je Satyabhama željela parijata drvo.
So Krishna went to the heavenly planets.
Krishna otišao na rajske planete.
He even went beyond all the planetary systems.
Čak je otišao izvan svih planetarnih sistema.
And throughout the whole coverings of the universe.
Čak kroz sve prekrivače univerzuma.
When he visited Mahavishnu.
Kada je išao posjetiti Mahavishnu.
Who had stolen the sons of a brahmana in Dwarka.
Kada je išao po sinove koje je Mahavishnu krao od brahmana iz
Dwarka. So surrounding the universe there are layers of earth, water, fire, air, ether. So Krishna went through all these coverings and there are living beings in all these coverings. So Krishna benedicted them all. So Krishna comes to give mercy. This verse we're reading today, Sambhavami Atmamaya, Krishna says, I come by my own potency, my own energy, Atma Maya.
Dakle, Krishna dolazi da bi dao mu svoju milost. On kaže u ovom stihu koji danas čitamo, da dolazim s pomoć svoje vlasti.
Maya means potency.
Maya znači moć.
Energy.
Energija.
Maya also means mercy.
Maya također znači milost.
So another way this verse can be understood is that Krishna appears out of his own mercy.
I drugi način kako možemo shvatiti ovaj stih je da se Krishna pojavljuje iz svoje milosti.
So both understandings are correct.
I oba dva shvaćanja su ispravna.
Krishna appears by his own potency out of his own mercy.
Krishna se pojavljuje uz pomoć svoje vlastite moći iz svoje vlastite milosti.
So why does Krishna come?
Zašto se Krishna pojavljuje?
That is his mercy.
To je njegova milost.
Because he wants to make himself available to his devotees.
I on želi biti na raspolaganju svojim bhaktama.
So we'll just finish with one prayer of Kunti Devi, which express the mood of devotees, how happy they are to see
Krishna.
Kunti Devi was so happy to see Krishna, she didn't want him to go. So today we are celebrating Krishna's appearance in this world. We should pray also for Krishna's appearance in our hearts. Krishna is there.
Krishna je tamo.
But we haven't seen him.
Ali ga nismo vidjeli.
He doesn't appear to be present to us.
Izgleda nam da nije prisutan.
Because we haven't developed a dormant Krishna consciousness.
Zato jer nismo razvili našu uspavanu svjesnost Krishna.
So we will pray to Kunti Devi also.
I zato ćemo se moliti Kunti Devi.
That she blesses us.
Da nas ona blagoslovi.
That we may develop devotion in the same mood that she has.
Da bismo razvili devociju u istom raspoloženju kao
ona. She prays to Krishna as follows.
Ona se ovako moli Krishna.
Tvoj ime Nandya Vishaya, Matir Matupate Sukrit, Vatima Vahatad Adha, Gangai Vagumu Dandati. This is verse 42.
O gospodare Madhva, kao što Ganga stalno teče prema moru, bez ikakve smetnje, neka moja privrženost tebi bude neprestana, da se ne odvratim ni na što drugo.
It's a very nice prayer.
Vrlo lijepa molitva.
You should learn some of these prayers, and then we can become always happy by remembering these prayers to Krishna.
Trebali bismo naučiti nekad ovih molitvi, onda možemo biti uvijek sretni, da se možemo osjećati moliti Krishna.
You like to read that again?
Učit ćemo ponovno. O gospodare Madhva, kao što Ganga stalno teče prema moru bez ikakve smetnje, neka moja privrženost tebi bude neprestana da se ne odvratim ni na što drugo.
So Kunti finishes her prayers with another very beautiful prayer.
I onda Kunti Devi završava svoje molitve sa još jednom lijepom molitvom.
Shri Krishna, Krishna Saka, Vrishni, Vrishabhavani Drug, Rajanda Vamsha, Dahanana Pavarga Virya, Govinda Godvija, Surati Haravatara, Yogeshwar Akhilo Guru Bhagavan Namaste.
O Krishna, o Arjunin prijatelju, o glavni među potomcima Vrishnija, uništavalac si onih političkih stranki koje su uznemirujući elementi na ovoj zemlji, tvoja moć se nikada ne smanjuje. Vlasnik si transcendentalnog prebivališta i silaziš da otkloniš nevolje krava, brahmana i vakta. Posjeduješ sve mistične moći i učitelj si svakoga u univerzumu. Svemogući si Bog i odajem ti svoje ponizno poštovanje.
It's very beautiful in Sanskrit and it's very beautiful in the English translation. Is it rendered very nicely in your language also? It's very beautiful. So there are many, many, many beautiful prayers to Krishna. And many beautiful verses in Bhagavatam and other literatures describing Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is relishing these verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. Relishing the pastimes of Krishna. So let us do that. Krishna has appeared to give us the opportunity to remember him. And he has left his association in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is no different from him.
Svoje druženje u obliku Srimad Bhagavatama koje se ne razlikuje od njega.
So let us study these wonderful books.
I hajde da slavimo ove prekrasne knjige.
Memorize these verses.
Zapamtimo stihove.
And always be happy in remembering Krishna.
I uvijek budemo sretni tako što se sjećamo Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any question please?
Ako neko dostigne impersonalno oslobođenje, da li onda obavezno pada nakon toga u materijalni svijet ili može direktno iz pesničnog Pramađotija tići da postoji kakav izuzetak da je tiško duhovni svijet?
Is this the rule that a person who has impersonal liberation, that he should fall down to material world, or there are some exceptions that somebody went somewhere else?
Well, there's only two ways to go.
Up or
down.
Gore ili dolje.
Up means to the spiritual world.
Gore to znači duhovni svijet.
Prabhupada writes that very few, they may, from the impersonal Brahman, go to the spiritual world.
Prabhupada je rekao da samo nekoliko njih je uspjelo iz impersonalnog Brahmana otići u duhovni svijet.
Otherwise, yei yei rindaksha vimukta mananas triyasta bhavad avishuddha buddhaya aruhya kritrena param padam tatap patam tyanta vanajasi yishudangaya. Otherwise, they, after so much trouble, they get up to the impersonal Brahman.
Inače, oni nakon toliko mnogo borbe uspiju doći do impersonalnog Brahmana.
But they neglect to worship Krishna.
Ali su zanemarili da obožavaju Krishna.
And as a result of that offense, again they fall down into the material world.
I kao rezultat te uvrede, oni opet padaju u materijalni svijet.
That's the general case.
To je općeniti slučaj.
Impersonalists are unfortunate.
Impersonalisti su nesretni.
And most unfortunate. It means impersonalists who are envious of Krishna's lotus feet.
Znači
most unfortunate.
Impersonalisti su zavidni na Krishna lotus stopala i zato su najnesretniji od svih.
So we should preach Krishna consciousness whatever we can
Mi trebamo propovijedati Isus Krišna kako, kako god da možemo.
Trying to help others.
Tako da probamo pomoći drugima.
We are very fortunate.
Mi smo vrlo sretni.
We have this opportunity to celebrate Sri Krishna Janmashtami.
Mi smo vrlo sretni da imamo mogućnost da slavimo Krishna.
Others are not fortunate.
A drugi nisu sretni.
They are not taking interest in this.
Oni njih to ne zanima.
So we'll enjoy this festival.
Mi ćemo da uživati u ovom festivalu.
By glorifying Krishna, we become happy ourselves.
Slaviti Krishna i tako sami postati sretni.
But we'll also think how to spread this message of Krishna to others.
Ali ćemo tako isto misliti kako da proširimo ovu poruku Krishna drugima.
So that others may be happy.
Tako da i drugi mogu biti sretni.
So that now they're giving this holiday for Maria.
Danas oni imaju praznik za Svetu Mariju.
But they should actually give the holiday for Janmashtami.
Ali stvari trebali su dati praznik, neradni dan za Janmashtami.
They should do.
To su trebali napraviti.
But they don't know, so we have to inform them.
Ali ne znaju, zato ih mi moramo informirati o tom.
We pray that they will come.
Nadamo, molimo se da će doći o tom.
Hmm. Any other questions?
U pjesmi Nekratka slave Vrađana se spominje ime rijeke Jamune Kalindi. Šta znači to Kalindi?
Why is the Jamuna called Kalindi?
Yes, yes.
She's the daughter of Kalinda.
Ona je čerka Kalinde.
Kalinda is a mountain.
Kalinda je planina.
From which she flows.
Iz koje ona teče.
So she's called Kalindi. You like that name?
Yes.
It's a nice name, huh?
Lepo ime, zar ne?
Yamuna has 1,000 names.
Oh, Yamuna ima 1,000 imena.
At least. 1,000 names are recorded in the...
1,000 imena je zabilježeno.
In the... there's a Sahasranama. Yamuna Sahasranama.
Postoji knjiga Yamuna Sahasranama.
She's also known as the daughter of the sun god.
Ona je također poznata kao kćerka Boga Sunca.
Her brother is Yamaraj. He's the son of the sun god.
Njen brat je Yamaraj, sin Boga Sunca.
So if you bathe in the Yamuna, then by her grace, you won't meet Yamaraj in his normal post, his normal capacity.
I onda ako se kupate u Jamuni, onda nećete sreti Yamaraja u njegovom pravom stanju.
Have you had darshan of Yamuna?
Yeah.
Hmm? Everyone should go.
Svatko treba ići.
Take darshan of Ganga, Yamuna, Mayapur,
Vrindavan.
Mataji, kad dobije inicijaciju, on nekad dobije ono završetko imeno Dasi, a nekad Devi Dasi. To je razlika.
Is it Dasi or Devi Dasi? Well, generally, we say Devi Dasi.
Obično kažemo Devi Dasi.
It's like you may say Kalindi Devi Dasi. Because Kalindi Yamuna is Devi, goddess. So that's actually giving a little more respect. If you say Dasi, that's also alright. The Devi can be understood to be either calling Kalindi Devi and giving respect to Kalindi.